at the range along the edge of the crater for about 80 meters. If you can do that. And Charlie, if you'll start out with your pan 1 and the 500 millimeter, we'd also like you to shoot some more pictures of Smokey with the 500, and then take your far field stereo.
Pictures of Smokey with the 500, and then take your far field stereo. And then if you range on out as far as you can go, we'd like to taking the 500 millimeter with you, take a stereo of the inside of the crater with the 500 millimeter from as far away from the rover as you can get, and then stick the 500 millimeter in John's SCD, and then do your other far field polarimetry, and then from then on, all we've got is sampling.
Yeah, well, I think we probably ought to take all those things one at a time.
I do too.
Okay, fine.
Okay, you want me to start out with the 500?
Right, go ahead and start out with your 500.
Okay. Okay, Tony, I have magazine kilo frame count 1, I think it was.
And we've got a picture.
Okay, those rocks you're looking at now, Tony, are white, and they look breccias to me. The big black one is off behind the TV. It's going towards the rim of the crater right now. The unfortunate thing about it, Houston, is that the Rasley Rim, it goes down, it slopes into it about, say, 10 or 15 degrees, which is the kind of slope I'm standing on right now. And then all of a sudden, in order to see to the bottom, I've got to walk another 100 yards down a 25 to 30 degree slope, and I don't think I better. Maybe we can drive around to the other side and see down into it.
Man, is that a hole in the ground?
Tony, the inside, it really is. I see no bedrock, though. All I see is boulders around the crater. There's nothing that reminds me of bedding, just loose boulders. Though it might very well be so sharp that there could be real boulders, I mean real bedrock there.
Now, the layering, the boulder layers, are horizontally oriented, and of course they're all covered with talus. Over on the north wall in particular, about one-third of the way from the top is a line of boulders that you probably ought to be able to see on the TV, but they're all oriented right in that line, which would lead one to think it is bedding there. Don't you see that line right over there, Charlie?
I'm trying to get this crazy camera going here.
Okay. And,
okay, that line of boulders on the north wall, what color were they?
The wall. They, in this light, they appear to be dark boulders.
Okay. Incidentally, the white rocks you see there, do they look like the cone crater type white rocks?
No, not to me.
Okay.
Yeah, let me get a piece of one, Charlie. I don't think so. This is definitely a breccia right here, a big foot and a half breccia. It's a white matrix with dark glass. And it looks to be a three rock breccia. Some of the dark class have even darker glass than those.
Okay, Tony, I picked up magazine Mike, and it's on the 500.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, I just picked up a grab sample of a breccia It's very probable. It looks shocked. It has a black clasp in it, back clasp a couple of millimeters across. And the it's so worn down that, you know what it really looks like? It looks like a, if I can use the analogy, I'm not sure what the heck it is. It looks like a tusk. But it just looks like a rock with, see, the clasps are sticking out of it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, Tony, what other pictures you want me to get with the 500? I've done the interior of the crater. You say you want Smokey or Stone Mountain?
Okay, we'd like some more pictures of Smokey.
Okay.
And John, in your mineral
well,
description there, could
okay,
you see
well,
crystal shapes?
Could I see a crystal shape? I saw one clasp, one, no. Now, the glass in there, very angular. Maybe that's a Zap crater. That's probably what that is. I don't see in the white matrix doesn't have any crystalline structure that I can recognize.
Okay, fine. Charlie, verify you turn the deck off.
Now, Tony, what is it you want me to do here? Yeah, I think so. I'll check again.
Okay, after the 500 millimeter.
You want me to do here, Tony?
We'd like Charlie there to go ahead and take his far field pan of the crater and go on around and do a full pan. It looks like you can probably do the whole thing from one place. And, John, we'd like you to start ranging out in the most... the best traverse direction for about 80 meters if you can go that far, and survey the area as you go out, and Charlie will follow you along, and then sample as you come back.
Okay, that'll be 80 meters to the northeast here.
Okay, fine.
No problem to do that, and... Okay, Tony, pan's complete, and I'm up to 165 on magazine mic.
Okay.
Okay, Tony, the my description of the crater is covered, 60% of it is covered with boulders up to 3 meters. Make that 50% of it on the interior. We cannot see the bottom. The boulders are splayed out from the center in rays that about every eighth of to quarter of a crater, you have a definite ray.
Okay, and John, did you get a bag number on
you
that?
Know, you still want me to take the 500?
Yeah. Excuse me, it's 373, I think.
Okay, we copy that.
It's in the bottom of SCB-7. Anyway, I can identify that rock for you.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, Charlie,
after your
500 millimeter, after your 500 millimeter, do the far field pan and the three polarizer settings of the far side of the crater. And then when you follow John along, take the 500 millimeter with you.
Okay, you want me to help Tony to get Charlie, to get the rocks? You want to get the near field first, Charlie?
We're not doing
an
airfield.
Yeah, okay.
Understand. Okay, John, I'm gonna bring a sample bag with that 500 millimeter in it, so we won't.
Okay, I've got a sample bag here.
Okay. Okay, Tony, I'm starting this polarimetry from about the 10 o'clock position of the rover.
Okay, you're starting in the right position.
And I'm starting in the right position. I got F6, 125th, at 74, and I'll do a partial pan with each film, with each setting. It's going to be about an 8-picture pan.
Okay, good show.
Man, I wish I could see the bottom of this beauty.
Did I drop my bags, Charlie?
Yeah, you dropped your bags. I thought you dropped them off the rover. Okay, that was in the right, going from right to left in the right setting. Center setting going from left to right.
There they are. You just told me I dropped them, Houston.
Sorry, John, didn't see it.
Okay, in the left. Okay, Tony, in the left setting, going from right to left.
God damn it.
Tony, we can look out at the 12 o'clock position here. I can look down and see a large block that's on this inner flank here that I can't
John, is there still something like that?
Covering. I can't tell you what type it is. Huh?
We saw something still lying there where you fell over. Okay.
Okay, Tony, magazine kilo, I'm up to 40 with the far field.
Okay, very good.
I'm in the left position, I'm going back to the right. Now, you want that stereo base, right?
That's right. We'd like you to leave the polarizer on and take the 500 millimeter with you also, and then range out your 80 meters. You can either take a SDB to show the 500 millimeter or stick the 500 millimeter in John's SDB when you're through with it.
We'll take one.
Okay.
I've got one, Charlie.
Okay, yours fell off. Where's yours? It was on your back.
Always fell off en route. Can't believe it. Coming.
Okay, Tony, if that thing fell off, the SCSC was in it.
Okay, get it on the way back, Charlie.
This is giving us, these things are giving us more trouble in the home. Okay, John, we'll save that one for rocks. I'll put the camera in this one.
Okay.
Okay, if you got, I'm going to get the shovel. Tony, you going to want a rake sample along the rim here?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's go get the polarizer first and polarizing pictures yet, and we'll do the sampling on the way back.